is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Any More for the Moon?
Right, Alfie, I'll hurry and make my face up or we won't get downtown.
Oh, I thought we were going downtown.
We are, that's what I just said. Oh, put that magazine down and pay attention.
Who said that? Alfie, look in that mirror, if you can stand the shock. Look, blue eyebrows, green eyelids, pink lips, red cheeks. It's the thing from outer space. Scraggy Minnie from Mars.
Ah, say, cheer up, you fools.
I'll smack you in a minute.
Yes, Alfie, stop laughing at our Susan.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan.
I didn't mean I'd smack you, Alfie. I meant our Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, stop laughing.
Right, Alfie, I'll stop laughing if you'll stop breathing.
Right, yeah, I go. Don't belt up, will you?
Now then, Alfie, what's the matter?
It's Jimmy. I was trying to stop him breathing, laughing. That's all. But it was Susan. She said that with Jimmy. Not that with Jimmy. I'm an only cat. Child. You're Jimmy. But he wasn't laughing. It was me.
Yes.
And now for this week's puzzle, children. What is Alfie? Send me your answer, clearly written in block capitals on the back of a 10-bob note.
That'll do. Just come and do those errands for me. You know I'm always busy on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, heck. I've got to check up on the competition in Space Kid. I haven't done it yet.
What competition is this?
Here, Luke. Win a junior spacesuit complete with helmet. Weekly Puffs are running it.
Let me see. Oh, a breakfast cereal.
Yeah, look, kids have to write a short story. I was the first boy on the moon. Look, here it is on the back page. See, look, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yes, Alfie, I've seen it.
Yeah,
yes.
Look, Mrs. Clitheroe, see, you have to send 6 tops off Wheaty Puff packet with your story and then sign it to say you're not over 14, Luke.
Yes, Alfie, yes. I'll start on it first thing after tea.
Yeah, but I think it's only for boys. You're having me on, aren't you?
It's quick, you know, very quick.
And you're cheeky. Alfie, it's turned 5:30. Let's get down to the shops.
I just think of it, first on the moon. Ooh, won't it be marvellous?
Alfie, are we going?
We can't, we haven't got a spaceship. Oh, look at me, am I right, fool?
Like I said, it's quick, you know.
Oh, come on, Alfie, let's go.
Yeah, right, Susan. Cheerio, Jimmy. Mrs. Clitheroe.
Cheerio, Alfie. Keep your wallet safe. Don't let her spend all my money.
Shut up. Cheerio, Alfie. Now, here's the errands I want you to do. Pay for the papers with this money. Leave these shoes at the mender's, and here's my grocery list.
Right, Mum. Hey, you haven't got Wheaty Puffs on it.
Well, so what? We don't eat Wheaty Puffs.
But it's the tops off the packets, Mum. I've only managed to scrounge 4, and the competition closes next week. I need another 2 tops to make the 6 up.
Brilliant. Your arithmetic gets better every day.
But, Mum, you ought to get some. I mean, look what it says on the advert. Wheaty Puffs for better bodies. Golden sunlight trapped in rich, crispy flakes. The cereal with the yum, yummy flavour.
Really? What do they taste like?
Shocking. You see, what you do is you throw the Wheaty Puffs away and eat the packet.
And you want me to put some on my order?
Oh, go on, Mum. Just this once. Help me to win me competition.
Well, all right. And then you'll eat them. If you want another packet, you'll pay for it yourself.
Oh, heck. Mum, can I flog you a frog?
No, you can't. Now, go on, off you go. And hurry up. We can't have our tea until I get those groceries.
Right, Mum, I'll be as quick as I can. Now then, where's me cap and coat? Oh, here we are.
Oh, Jim, just going out.
No, Grandad, I always put me cap and coat on when I go to bed.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. I'm away out myself, so I'll walk up the road with you. Where are you going?
Paper shop, Mum's shoes and the grocer's first. Where are you going, Grandad?
Oh, way down to the chemist to get a bottle.
Oh, and where are you getting it filled? At the Rose and Crown?
Now, that'll do. The cold I had in my head seems to have gone down into my chest.
Oh, well, I can tell you how to stop a cold in your head going to your chest.
How?
Tie a knot in your neck. Let me play. song. Chop! Can I have some service, please?
No, but you can have a thick ear if you don't wait your turn.
Oh, it causes his dad. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. I'm in a hurry and have some errands to do yet. You don't mind if I go first, do you?
Oh, no, no. I'll let you go first with pleasure. I'll even help to pack your stuff for you. Then I'll run you back home with it in my taxi.
Will you really? Could you go round by the shoe shop and the newsagents as well?
I'll go round to the hospital and drop you off there. Get in the queue.
But, Mr. Higginbottom, my mum's waiting for this order. It's urgent.
Well, she'll just have to wait a bit longer. I'm in a bit of a hurry myself.
I know, they'll be opening 10 minutes.
What was that?
Get off me, Nick. Just be washed. Let go.
Here's your things, Mr. Higginbottom. Here, turn it up, will you?
Oh, thank goodness you're here, Mr. Grocer. Quick, clout him with the bacon slicer.
Now, come on, Iggy, leave the lad alone. This is a grocer's shop, not a wrestling ring.
All right, then. But if he starts giving cheek again, he knows what to expect.
Don't worry, I won't say another word.
Oh, that'll be the day.
I've told you. I won't say one more dicky bird.
I see that you don't. Now, then, here you are, Mr. Higginbottom. Here's the things you ordered. Shampoo, face cream, hair curlers.
A pretty girl is like a melody.
He's off again, the young troublemaker.
I said I wouldn't say another word, and I didn't. I was singing.
Ah, well, don't sing either, son. Now, where were we, Mr. Higginbottom? Oh, yes, your nuts.
The wife's making a fruitcake. I'll belt you in a minute.
I never said anything.
Well, don't. Come on. Let's have the rest of it.
All right, all right. Oh, butter, sugar, biscuits. Oh, and your 2 tins of dog food.
Well, go on. Aren't you going to say anything?
No, it's none of my business what Ozzy eats.
I'll have your guts for garters in a minute, look.
Yes. Here's your packet of Wheaty Puffs.
Wheaty Puffs? Oh, aye, that breakfast stuff.
Yeah, it's marvellous stuff, Mr. Higginbottom. Builds you up, puts hair on your chest. Yeah. Don't give any to Mrs. Higginbottom. As he reached the top of the hill, he looked over and saw something moving. What was it? Was it a moon monster?
Come in, Alfie.
No, it was Scraggy Susan.
What was that?
That's a coincidence since that tidings. I was writing about a moon monster and in you walked.
See, you're off again with your nasty remarks. I don't know she got a brother like you.
She was just lucky.
Lucky? I'd sooner have had a monkey.
Yes, well, you do look more like a monkey's sister.
See, cut it out, will you?
Don't bother, Alfie. He's going. Go on, nuisance. Clear out.
You what? You clear out. I'm writing my story about the moon. I've got to send it off tonight. I got the date wrong. Today's the last day.
Well, you're wasting your time anyway. You'll never win anything. They won't be able to read your scribble.
Oh, you can talk. The last time you left a note for Alfie, I took it to the chemist, and he gave me 2 bottles of cough medicine and some ointment for flat feet.
I didn't know you had flat feet. Say, don't tell lies.
Look, we've come in here to play some records. And Grandad's having a nap in the living room, so you can go upstairs and do your writing in your bedroom.
I will not. I was here first, and I'm stopping here till I finish my story.
You're going out.
I am not.
Come on, get out.
Oh, get off, you big bully. Help! Help! I'm being attacked by the moon monster.
Shut up, or you'll wake Grandad.
Oh, I forgot he was asleep. Help! Help! Don't hit me, Susan!
Keep quiet. I haven't hit you.
I know. I was just asking you not to.
All right, Jimmy. We'll help you to get it finished.
Well, it's about what happens when I land on the moon and I meet the moon men and the monsters.
There are no people on the moon.
How do you know? You haven't been there.
Yeah, well, you don't have to go there to know, do you? I mean, I haven't been to Australia, but I know they don't have polar bears there.
You don't know for sure. It's like saying there are no crocodiles in Scotland or no lions in Ireland. There might be.
But there aren't. We know there aren't.
You don't know for certain.
Yeah, I'll bet you. I'll bet you 5 bob.
Right. I'll bet you 5 bob there are lions in Ireland.
Right. Where?
In Dublin Zoo. Give us your dollar.
You are childish. I suppose that makes you feel clever.
No, but it makes me feel 5 bob richer. Anyway, my story, there are going to be people on the moon and monsters and animals. send me story off tonight. That's why you did it.
I did not do it.
Well, you must have done. There's nobody else who hates me.
Stop that shouting. What's going on?
Ah, oh, Susan's thrown one of me packet tops in the fire and I can't send me Essie away for the competition.
Now, that's not true, Mrs. Clitheroe. Well, it is about sending it away, but not Susan. Did it, I mean, not the Essie, that the packet top burnt it, but she didn't because she told him and he doesn't believe her.
I don't even understand it.
Our Jimmy was getting his packet tops off the mantelpiece and he found one of them half burnt in the hearth.
Yes, it must have fallen out of the fire after Scragginess threw it in.
For the last time, I didn't.
For the last time, I don't believe you.
What's all the noise about? You'd think you were at a football match.
Yes, and any minute now I'm going to take a free kick at Scragginess.
That'll do. Susan said she didn't touch the thing, so I don't want to hear any more about it now.
But I can't send me Essie away, and I won't get a space suit.
All right, all right. Now, just calm down and explain what happened.
Yeah, well, it's all very simple, Mr. Sinclair. Jimmy's lost his top. Yeah, well, one of them. He needs six, you see, and he's only got five, so he can't send his thing in about landing on the moon. And it's a good one, because the people are green, and they have two heads, and he might have one.
I wish I had two heads, then one of them might understand you.
Alfie, come in the lounge. Let them sort it out.
Eh? Yeah, oh, all right, Susan. I'm going with Susan. Yeah.
Look, Jimmy can't send his competition entry in because he has to include six tops off cereal packets. He had six, but one of them fell in the fire somehow.
It was put in by...
I've warned you.
What are these packet things you're talking about?
Well, there's the one that's half burnt in the hearth there.
What? Oh, dear. Luke, Jimmy, I'm afraid it was me.
What? You burnt it?
I'm sorry, son. I thought it was an old piece of cardboard, and I used it to light my pipe.
Oh, you big daft old granddad.
Luke, now surely you can get another packet. I'll give you the money.
The shops are closed, Father, and he has to send it off tonight. Even from the general post office, the last post is 8:30.
Oh, dear me. No. Luke, maybe somebody else might have one.
Yes. You've got a couple of hours, Jimmy. Pop round some of the neighbours. Mind, it is a new cereal. There may not be many people using it yet, but...
Well, it's worth a try.
Yes.
You're right. I'll try round here, and then Alfie can take me round all his friends. And if that's no good, we'll try his enemies. Hey, does the grocer live over the shop?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, well, he wouldn't hear anybody breaking in, would he, then? I should have thought about Higginbottom before. I was in the grocer's when he bought a packet of it.
Yeah, I wish you had thought of him. It would have saved me a lot of trouble.
You? What about me? I'm the one who's suffering.
Yeah, I'd have been suffering in jail if I'd listened to you. Break into the grocer's. Go on, Alfie. Just tap the window with your head.
Oh, what a great impersonation of me. Now impersonate a baby.
A baby?
Yes, put your foot in your mouth.
I'll put my foot behind you in a minute.
Come on, wake up in there.
Take it easy. Stop knocking so loud. You don't want him to get annoyed with you.
Don't worry. I'll tell him I want the box top as a favour to me grandad. Well, it's true, really. I'll say me grandad's going to buy him a pint, and then I'll ask for the packet top before he gets over the shock.
All right. There's no need to break the door down.
Mr. Higginbottom's right, Alfie. It's a wonder you didn't hurt your knuckles.
Oh, no. I've got a pretty hard identity. What am I talking about?
We haven't time to find that out. Just tell me what I owe the misery of your visit to.
That's a good one, isn't it, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. What is?
Look, what are you doing here, apart from making the front step look untidy?
Well, I've come for me grandad, really.
He's not here. Go look under the snooker table at the Rose and Crown.
You sound very happy tonight, Mr. Higginbottom. Have you been hitting your Aussie?
Yeah, what was that? What was that?
I mean boxing with him. Showing him. He said you were a good boxer.
Yes, and you're asking for your first lesson. Clear off. Go on.
But Mr. Higginbottom, me grandad burnt the top off me Wheater Puffs packet and I need one for the competition. And I know you have some because I was in the grocer's when you bought it. So can I have the top, please, and me grandad will buy you a pint?
Breathe, lad, breathe. You sound like your mate here, gabbling gussie.
But I've only got about an hour, Mr. Higginbottom, so can I have the packet top, please, and me grandad will buy you a pint?
Well, much as I'd like to see your granddad break the habit of a lifetime, I can't help you. The packet's gone. Ozzy's finished it off yesterday. His mother gave him 3 bowls of the stuff.
Oh, the big... Oh, well, come on, Alfie. Ta-ra, Mr. Higginbottom.
Sorry, I'd have liked that pint.
Ain't fancy Ozzy's mother giving him 3 bowls of Wheaty Puff.
Yeah, it must have been his birthday. The greedy thing. Still, 3 lots of that muck should have been too much even for Ozzy's 7 stomachs.
Oh, I don't know. I think Wheaty Puffs is very nice.
Well, I can't stand... When did you try it?
This morning. I had it for my breakfast. Oh, hey, I've just thought. My mother's got a packet you could have.
Oh, give me strength.
Yes, I fancy that. How could that slip out of my mind?
Easy, it probably went straight out of the hole in your head, you clot. For the moon. 30 seconds to go, and then I'll be the first boy on the moon. Right, Grandad, it's takeoff time. Are you strapped in your seat?
Aye, Captain Jim.
Good. I'll tell the pilot to stand by. Are you ready for the countdown, Alfie?
Yes, Jim, I'm ready when you are.
Right, stand by to press that button. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Press the switch!
Right.
This is Radio 4, the home service.
Oh, no.
Here is a special news flash. Captain James Clitheroe and his spaceship are due to blast off now on their journey to photograph the dark side of the moon. You will recall the previous blast-off had to be cancelled owing to Space Pilot Hall leaving his camera at home on their piano.
I think he left his head at home this time.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'll get it right next time. Ready when you are.
Right. Are you ready, Grandad?
Aye, Jim. But I feel a wee bit nervous. Could you squeeze another tube of light ale down my mouth?
Not likely. You've had 3 tubes already.
I know, but the last 2 were toothpaste.
Well, that's all right. You can get drunk and clean your teeth at the same time. Stand by for blast off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Jim, look through the window. What a strange place the moon is, eh?
You're right, Grandad. It's all sand. Nothing but sand. And I never brought me bucket and spade.
Well, I said I'd get you here and I have. Hey, what was that big steel thing over there?
It must be the radio tower the moon men use for sending messages. Open the hatch, Alfie. See if we can hear anything from it.
Yeah, right you are, Jim.
Miles just to get to Blackpool Flipping Tower. We could have come on a bus for 15, Bob.
I'm sorry, Jim. Shall we blast it again? Get off, I mean. Ready when you are.
Right. Are you ready, Grandad?
Aye, I suppose so. But couldn't I pop out for a pint first at the Winter Gardens?
No, you can't. You can have a milkshake at the Milky Way. Right, Alfie. Countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I don't understand it. Now we're in space again. I'm supposed to call up Earth on the radio, but I can't get them.
Can't you get anything at all, Jim?
No, Grandad, and I'm very worried. There's that knocking sound outside the hull as well. It's been going on for the last 3 hours.
Oh, well, didn't Alfie say what it was when he came back from fixing the aerial?
Ariel?
When he went out on the end of that rope, did he see what was causing the knocking?
No, but I think I know what's causing it.
What?
Alfie, I've shut him out there. Open the hatch, Grandad.
Right, Jim.
Oh, the boat can too. I'm frozen out here. So pull me rope and reel me in.
Oh, you do it, Grandad. Grab his rope and pull.
All right, you are, Jim.
And about time to... I can't breathe,
That's not the rope, Grandad. You're squeezing his hairline.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alfie. In you come now. Gently does it.
Oh, that's better. Oh, you can call the earth, Jimmy. The arrow should be working now.
Right, Alfie. Hello, this is J for Jimmy, calling Earth for Earth. Are you receiving me?
Receiving you loud and clear, J for Jimmy. What is your position?
I am laid on my bunk. With my feet up.
Good. I have someone here who wishes to speak to you.
Hello, Jimmy. Is that you, son?
Mum. How nice to hear your voice. How's the great big world? Is it still turning?
Yes, yes. Listen, are you all right?
Oh, fine, ma'am.
Only we haven't heard anything until now, and it's been 3 months. Now, listen, son. Are you eating all your food and cleaning your teeth every day?
Yes, ma'am.
And is Grandad all right? Has he changed into his clean socks?
Yes, he's fine, ma'am.
Are you nearly at the moon yet?
Yes, ma'am. I've just seen a sign through the window.
What did it say?
You are now approaching the moon. Drive carefully. Alfie, be quick and work out how long it'll be before we land.
All right, now then, let me see. Speed 15,000 miles an hour, course 120 degrees, 30th of September, take away the number you thought of and carry two, one for his knob, and... We'll arrive on the moon in exactly 24 hours' time.
Short day, won't it? Must go now, ma'am. We're getting ready to set foot on the moon.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a building of some sort over there. I wonder where it is.
I hope it's a pub.
Well, if it is, it's got a funny-looking landlord.
Oh.
That fella digging outside, look.
He must be a moon man. I'd better talk to him. Oh, excuse me, sir. We from Earth come to photograph dark side of moon. Can you guide us there?
Oh, no, very sorry, but I'm not being allowed to leave up my room.
Alfie, Grandad. I am telling you this. This man has been most amazing. If this man is a moon man, I am going to the foot of the Taj Mahal.
Indeed, you are right, little Sahib. I am coming all the way from my native India with my friends to be building roads for the moon men.
I don't get it. I mean, why are they got Indians building roads on the moon?
Well, they had to get us. They have eaten all the Irishmen.
What? Well, why haven't they eaten you?
Well, that is easy. They are not being fond of Indian curry. But they are very partial to the Irish stew. Now, if you excuse me, I must be getting on with my digging. Good day. Best of British Empire luck. Cheerio!
Look, now we've got to find the dark side of the moon. Get the photo and get back to the ship.
Yes, or we'll lose the £60,000 I'm getting for the photo of the dark side of the moon.
Just £60,000? You said my share was only 15 and 11. It should be £20,000.
It is £20,000. But after you've paid me your return fare, at least 15 and 11. It's a long way, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, yes.
Oh, Jim, there's a post over there with a sign on top.
Oh, good. Nip up, Alfie, and see what it says.
Yeah, right, old Jim.
But, Jim, all this dust gives you a terrible thirst.
Oh, don't worry, Grandad. When we get back to the ship, you can have a whole crate of whiskey-flavoured toothpaste.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
I've made it.
I think Alfie's up the pole.
I've known that for years.
No, he's at the top there.
Can you read the sign, Alfie?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Wet paint.
Can you see anything else from up there?
Well, I can see to the edge of this crater, and then it's all dark after that.
That's what we're looking for, you twit. That's the dark side of the moon.
Come on, Alfie, get your camera ready for the most famous picture in the world.
Right, get on top of that rock, Alfie, so you'll get a good picture when the flare goes up. Now, I'll try and get Mars in the background.
Near that, yeah, Jim. I'll do me best.
Have you got the flare, Grandad?
Yes, I brought two with us. I thought if one went wrong, it's a long way back to the Earth to replace it.
Right. Stand by to light one. Are you all set, Alfie?
Yeah, ready when you are.
Right, Grandad. Fire the flare.
All right.
That's it, Grandad. Everything all right, Alfie?
No. There was a blooming great flash of light. I couldn't see a thing. I couldn't find the switch on my camera.
That was the flare, you twit.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Right. We've only got one more flare, so just watch it this time.
Don't worry, I'll make sure it doesn't flash in my eyes this time.
Right. Is the camera all set?
Yeah.
Have you got the film in?
Yeah.
Is it set right?
Yeah. I've got it on F7, 15 feet to infinity.
Right, stand by.
Okay, ready when you are.
Fire the flare, Grandad.
Look at that light, Jim. He should get a marvellous picture.
Yeah, smashing, clear as day.
Well, that's it. Bye, it seems darker than ever now that flare's gone out.
Yes, Grandad. Okay, Alfie, everything all right this time?
Yes, Jimmy, I've got my eyes shut like the flare. Ready when you are.
Oh, no, you great stupid twit. Grandad, hand me that death ray gun and start the countdown. There's gonna be an empty seat in the old spaceship tonight.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as the other voices. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
What a dream. On the way back, my granddad was the pilot and Alfie helped us to steer. We used him as a rudder. You'll never guess where my granddad landed the spaceship. On the bowling green of the Rose and Crown. My granddad went mad, ran round shouting and tearing his hair out. It was after closing time. Ta-ra!